Channeling Selections, December 18, 1973. There are many wondrous things that we would freely give you, if you would simply avail yourself to us. Those gifts are freely given. It is not only our pleasure and our privilege to do this, but our duty, as it is your duty to pass them on to others, for this is the plan of the creation. The creation is a single entity. Each part of it is designed to aid and help all the other parts. This is the original plan. It is a very simple thing for you to understand if you'll relax and look at the original, true creation. Forget that which was created by your fellow man upon the surface of your planet that you now enjoy, and think of the plan and the working of the Father's original creation. It is quite obvious that each part was designed to aid and benefit each other part. Unfortunately, due to the action of the free will that he gave to its parts, there have been some errors, shall I say, made. 165, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, by some of the parts, and they have strayed from the original plan, confusing themselves and confounding the workings of this plan. It is only necessary to realize the truth of this plan to know its workings. It is only necessary that you meditate to have all of these things given to you, or reawakened within you, for all of this knowledge was originally given to all the parts of this creation. It dwells within every living thing, and everything in this creation lives. February 4, 1974. All planets, all of the creation, is consciousness. It is possible to communicate with all parts of the creation, regardless of form. Healing. And who comes here to wish me well? A sweetly scented angel fell. She laid her head upon my disbelief and bathed me with her ever smile. Jethro Tull, comment: this subject is important enough to have a place in the table of contents, and yet in the messages received, the subject of healing is closely interrelated with the subject of love. Therefore, for information on healing, please refer to the message dated February 11, 1974 in the section on love later in this chapter. Jesus: I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. John 5:30. 166, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, comment: this comment was written in 2009. The Confederation entities have always used Jesus the Christ as an example of a man who had awakened to the truth of the Creator and who lived according to the ways of love. I believe this is because Jesus is one spiritual leader whose whole message is love, who said, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." While Jesus held wisdom in his way, this is not his most valuable trait in the eyes of the Confederation. It was his all-embracing love that caused them to mention him often in their messages to humankind. Channeling Selections, February 18, 1974. This man known to you as Jesus was born into the physical upon your planet. He was able to realize the truth of the creation, and then he was able to demonstrate this truth to those about him. This man came into the physical on your planet as have many teachers in the past. Each of these teachers came into the physical for the purpose of serving the people of this planet. However, it was up to them to carry out this service. Each of them did it in his own way. This is within the limits of our understanding of the intent of our Creator. These teachers were limited by the same conditions that each of you and that each of all the people on the planet experience. The people of this planet have misinterpreted the meaning of these men. The people of this planet are at this time misinterpreting the meaning of the man known to you. 167, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, as Jesus. His purpose in his life was to demonstrate that it is possible through an awareness of the Creator's truth to experience what the Creator planned for each of us. This man worked what was called miracles. These were truly miracles to those who thought of them as miracles, but this was given to each of the Creator's children. He was simply demonstrating the result of thinking in the original way as planned by our Creator. He was also demonstrating that it is possible for anyone, at any time, to demonstrate this type of thinking, and therefore, the abilities that accompany it. Unfortunately, the people have very much misinterpreted this man's life and teachings. He was attempting to provide an example of understanding so that each of the children of the Creator could seek the same understanding. This is the task of any teacher upon this planet or any other place in the creation. This is our task at this time. February 23, 1974. There was a teacher once known to you as Jesus. This man had desire. His desire was to serve his fellow man by demonstrating a knowledge of the Creator's love. Through this desire he accomplished things that you know as miracles. His thinking and the Creator's were the same. And, through studying him, you will know the meaning of love. I hope that I have been of assistance in giving to you my concept of truth. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are expressing our concept of truth, a concept that is the result of our seeking. When we look at you, we see our Creator. This is our understanding. When we look at this infinite creation, in all of its wonders, all of its vastness and all of its splendor, we are seeing the Creator. This is our understanding. And when we look at the smallest form of life, or even an insect, we are looking at our Creator. This is our understanding. For our 168, Chapter 7, The Original Creation. Understanding is that the Creator is expressing Himself throughout all of the infinite manifestations that we experience. And His thought in all of these manifestations is a thought of love. For this was the thought that created all that there is. Seek this thought, my friends. Seek this understanding, my friends. And then you will know. You will know love. For this is the Creator. Love, all you need is love. Love is all you need. The Beatles, comment this comment, and indeed this entire section on love, was written in 2009. In my long and dearest dream life, I occasionally make a big error, and leaving the section on love out of this manuscript, back in 1975, ranks with the biggest goofs ever. Love is central to the Confederation philosophy. So it has a place in this table of contents. But the section from 1975 has gone permanently missing. The channeling selections below, therefore, are chosen by me in 2009. However, I am using only those channeling sessions generated within the time period of this book's creation, basically, 1974. Later in our channeling's development here at L.L. Research, we received information which clarified love's place in the Confederation philosophy. Free will is the first distortion of the law of one, said Ra. And love, or the Logos, or the one great original thought of love, is the second distortion. This love, then, generated light, which manifested all that there is, from the greatest star to the tiniest subatomic particle, and everything in between. Love is all there is, and all that there is. 169, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, is love. Sometimes that love is very distorted. Untangling the distortions, however, one inevitably finds love, love, love. Channeling selections January 10, 1974. We have spent considerable time studying the people of this planet, and we have found that there are a reasonably large number of them that can join us in the peace and the love of our Creator's infinite creation. For this reason, we are here now. If there were none of your people ready for this, we would have no task. We would be incapable of arousing people that do not wish to join us in this love and light to do so. It is not possible for us to do this, my friends. It is only possible that the individual do this. Each of you must arouse himself to a state of seeking that which we hold out to you as the only worthwhile objective in the creation, that is, the love and the light of the creation itself. January 12, 1974. This planet, my friends, is a ball in space. It is a ball of light. But it does not appear to you as what it really is. The reason, my friends, that it is a ball of light is that all things in the entire creation are comprised of nothing but light. This is the basic building block of all of the material creation. When we greet you in His love and His light, we greet you in the only existing ingredients of the creation, love, the formative force, and light, the building block. I am aware that it is difficult for you to conceive of light as matter, but this, my friends, is the actual situation. Light is one of the two things that we always mention at the beginning of a contact. There is a good reason for this. There is a good reason for us to greet you in His love and His light. The reason is that this encompasses everything, and that is what we wish to do, include within this greeting everything. 170, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, and Everyone in the Creation. 4, as we have told you, it is true that all of these parts are one single thing. Imagine, if you can, an infinitely large sphere of pure light. Impressed upon this is absolute love. Out of this, then, condenses the unimaginably vast number of created parts, each of those parts connected by this original force, the love of our infinite Creator. Each of us, my friends, and everything else, is made up of this single fabric, light. It is only necessary to learn the truth of what I say in its totality to be able to return to that place and stature that was designed for you by the Creator. Light, my friends, is the substance of which you are made. Light is the substance of which I am made. Light is the substance of which everything is made. Love is the substance which forms light into the forms that you know as living beings, as planets, as trees, as stars, as air. It is all one substance. This substance, my friends, can be affected only by love. Love, my friends, is not what you think it is. The word in your language has a meaning that has various interpretations. But it is none of these things. We use the word when we speak to you, because it is as close as we can come to the concept, using your language. Love, my friends, is that force which does all of the things that are done in the entire creation, all of the things, my friends, even those that you would interpret as being without love. If it were not for that love, my friends, then the freedom of choice to do these things could not exist. It is only necessary that the individual realize the truth of what I am saying in order to be able to do those things that he was originally intended to be able to do by the Creator of us all. The things that he was intended to be able to do are quite surprising. They extend so far beyond your present limitations that I could not possibly convey to you the scope and magnitude of these abilities. However, it is possible. Let me 171, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, assure you, through proper methods of advancing your understanding with respect to its present limitations, to regain what is rightfully yours, the knowledge that you have buried within you, the knowledge of the use of our Creator's light through love. It is very, very important, my friends, that you seek an understanding of love. Do not be satisfied with your first interpretation of this concept, for it is much, much broader in scope than you might imagine. It covers everything that there is. January 15, 1974 analyses based on the false fabric of your material world are short-lived, and the intellectual process that is so prevalent among the peoples of your planet is invariably based upon this falsity. It has been stated, "Know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Free from what? Free from many things, my friends. Free from many, many things. For cutting yourselves off from truth begins to put more and more limitations upon you. It is a difficult thing to relay to you, because you have been accustomed to another way of thinking. You have been accustomed to the proposition of cause and effect. The cause, my friends, is the Creator. The effect is love. This is all that there is. This is the simplicity of the truth. Hear my words and understand them. Man was created with this truth within him. It is available to all men throughout all time. It is available through meditation. January 16, 1974 This instrument receives my thoughts, and relays them to you. These thoughts are not my exclusive property. They are the thoughts of an entire creation of our infinite Creator. It is not necessary for the instrument to be used for you to know these thoughts. They are available to all people in all places at 172, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, all times, for they are the thoughts of the Creator. And these thoughts were meant for all of mankind, in all places. These thoughts are the thoughts with which the Creator created us. These thoughts are very simple. They have a simplicity that is unique, for they are the very foundation of the creation. This is what we are attempting to give man on earth. This original thought, this is what he needs at this time. This thought can only be approached using pure language. It is not a common concept among the people of your planet. This is the reason for their difficulties. The Creator never imagined difficulties in His creation. They are the product of man's erroneous thinking. We have said to you many times that meditation is necessary. Through this process of meditation, it is possible to know this thought. We have called it love, but this can only be understood through meditation. January 21, 1974. My friends, of what substance is the universe made? We have told you that this substance is light. You may also call this substance energy, vibration, or consciousness. And yet, my friends, by itself, this substance, this fundamental, unitary substance, would remain in an incorporate state. The shaping force, my friends, is love. And so we greet you in love and light. For there is nothing but these two substances which are, in fact, two aspects of the single building block of the physical and the spiritual universe. You, my friends, in your spiritual reality are articulated light shaped by love in such a way that you possess freedom and desire. Your light is shaped by the love of freedom and the love of desire. January 26, 1974. It is only necessary that the individual realize that he is a part of the creation, and that the creation is one single thing, and that in this being so, he and all his brothers and sisters. 173, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, throughout all space are one being. This realization will result in an ability to demonstrate only one reaction to anything. That reaction will be love. It is extremely simple. First, it is necessary to realize your relationship with everything that exists. It is then impossible to realize anything but love. This is the realization of the Creator. This is the principle upon which everything was created. It is that orientation of mind that is necessary to know all knowledge and to demonstrate all of the things that were intended for you to demonstrate through the expression of the Creator's love. Do these simple things. Do not sway from this understanding and this love. Do this, and only this, and you will reach a state of ecstasy that is enjoyed by all of those of the Creator's children that are living in His light. February 9, 1974. Seek, my friends. Seek. This is the word that opens the door to everything that exists throughout all space and all of time. Seek. Seek. And what will you find? You will find love, for that is all that there is to find. For that is all that there is. February 13, 1974. Love is very misunderstood among your people. We express total love for all of your people. We cannot help doing this, for we express total love for all of the creation. It is impossible to do otherwise, when you are aware of the love expressed by the creation. In order to achieve this awareness, it is only necessary to meditate, and then to serve, for with each service effectively performed, love will be reflected. This will generate within you more love, and the process will be repeated, or recycled. 174, Chapter 7, The Original Creation. This process will be self-generating and will continue to build. This is what occurred with the teacher you are most familiar with, the one known as Jesus. Why was this man much more effective in generating this love than others who have attempted this recently? The reason, my friends, is that he was able to fulfill his desire for service intelligently. He was able to do this in an intelligent manner because he sought answers to the questions of how to fulfill his desire for service through meditation. Light now therefore whoso becometh a member of my kingdom shall practice light, but whoso practiseth darkness, will depart away from my kingdom of his own accord. USP, comment Michelson and Morley uncovered the paradox. Einstein and Lawrence showed that we were living a dream. The following messages suggest a possible reality behind the paradox and the dream. Channeling Selections. February 11, 1974. This evening I would like to speak to you on the subject of light. We have spoken recently to you many times on the concept of love, and what this word really means. Tonight, however, I would like to speak to you on the subject of light. We greet you each evening, as we speak through this instrument, in the love and in the light of our infinite Creator. These are the ingredients that comprise all of the creation. All of the creation, my friends, is composed of love and light. 175, Chapter 7, The Original Creation. We use these two words because they are the words that are closest in definition in your language to the concepts that we wish to communicate. However, they are, unfortunately, extremely lacking in depth of definition. I will attempt this evening to clarify to some extent the meanings of both of these words. Love and light. As I have stated recently, love is the force that creates. Light is what it creates. My friends, the Creator is love. You are love. You are a part of the Creator. Therefore, you are love, but your love is expressed through the manifestation of light. Light is the substance out of which the creation is formed. The Creator's love causes vibrations. This is what is meant when the term vibration is used. It is a condition of love. These vibrations are the building energies that compose all of the creation, in its entire infinite and boundless sense. These vibrations produce a manifestation that you have come to know as the visible creation, and many, many invisible creations, are invisible to you at this time. However, they are not inaccessible. The vibrations produce the basic particle that you understand as a particle of light. This particle is associated with these vibrations. And therefore it manifests as a function of the rate of these vibrations, and produces the creation in which you and all of your fellow beings experience that which you desire. March 8, 1974. I send to you my love and my light, and extend to you our warmest welcome. Join us, my friends. Join us in light. It is all about you. There is much light in this creation. We are here to lead you into this light. We know that it is what you desire, for this you have expressed. 176, Chapter 7, The Original Creation. The Creator's Law. Love is the law, love under will. Alistair Crowley, comment. This comment was written in 2009. Looking back at this, the harvest of my first year or so of learning to channel, I can see very clearly that the Confederation's message did not change at all when our research group contacted those of Ra in 1981, 6 years after these messages were sorted and compiled into this volume of our first fruits. The law the entities were attempting to articulate was the law of one. It simply states that all things are one. The cosmology that this short sentence generates is eloquent in its internal consistency. This unitary creation was developed because the infinite Creator chose to know itself, by activating the first distortion of the law of one, free will. It generated a creation according to its nature, which is unconditional love. Love, then, is the second distortion of the law of one. This creation was manifested as light, light being the third distortion of the law of one. And the manifestation that became the third density planet that we know and love was and is full of polarity. To advance spiritually, then, is to polarize either in service to others or in service to self. That's the law of which the Confederation entities here speak in relatively fragmented form, in these early channelings. Channeling selections December 18, 1973. Your people at present are totally unaware of the Creator's plan. Your scientists ignore it. They are extremely interested. 177, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, in plans of their own. Unfortunately, their plans do not follow the plan of the Creator. Therefore, they waste much of their time and energy, and build devices that have no real valuable purpose. They are transient, I can assure you. Your scientists should realize that there is a purpose to the creation that far surpasses what they suspect. They should avail themselves to the purpose in meditation. Then they would find that they would begin to understand the plan, and thereby they would be able to use their knowledge to build within the plan, not as they do now with no heed at all to the truth, and with plans of their own which have no relationship to truth. Your governments make the same error. They do not work within the plan. They are not aware of the plan. They attempt to make law, but their laws do not work. They appear to have some value, but very shortly much strife is generated, and the result is war. They do not understand that the reason for this strife is that they have ignored the natural plan of creation, the natural order of things, and the law of the Creator that devised this. Your leaders should avail themselves, in meditation to truth, as we do. February 18, 1974. It is the gift of the Creator that each of His children should live as they desire. Unfortunately, there are certain natural laws. I say unfortunately, this is not correct, but it is unfortunate for these who choose to ignore them. These natural laws are as simple as the laws that your physical science experiences. The creation was generated by the pure love of the Creator. In generating this creation, He conceived of a creation in which all of the parts would serve all of the other parts. In order to create this creation, it was necessary to build it upon certain principles of love. These principles permeate all creation, and if properly understood, as is there, 178, Chapter 7, the original creation, right of all of the Creator's children, it is possible to live in total harmony. If these laws have been forgotten, as is the case with many of those who dwell upon the planet you now enjoy, then the consequences are somewhat unusual. These consequences are now being experienced by many of the peoples of this planet. These consequences, which they do not desire, are a result of their desire. A result of a desire that is not based upon understanding of the truth of the creation. There are, unfortunately, conflicting actions that result in creations and experiences that were never intended by the Creator. However, certain principles govern, and cannot be misinterpreted or misused. This is our understanding of the manifestation, and reality of the creation. Truth, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32, comment. This comment was written in 2009. The question of what is true is the meat of philosophical inquiry. As far as the Confederation is concerned, there is earthly truth, which is limited and relative, and then there is spiritual truth, which is infinite, mysterious and full of paradox and mystery, yet is as simple as, all is one, and that one thing is love. Channeling Selections, December 18, 1973. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Father are with you, my friends, and you are with us. 179, Chapter 7, the original creation, in a single effort. Our effort, as I have said before, is to awaken the people of this planet to truth. This has been tried many, many times. They are sleeping very, very soundly. Yes, my friends, they are asleep, dreaming a dream that is fantastic. It is beyond the belief of those who know truth that such a dream could be a dream, but this is the case. Many of your people have dormant within them the memory of truth. Many others have a less accurate memory. And a few have no memory at all. The truth, however, is within them, for it is within all men, in all places. For those of the first category, it is relatively easy to awaken them from their slumber. The second category is much, much more difficult, and the third, for the present, will be impossible for you to awaken. Do not concern yourself if an individual rejects an attempt you might make to awaken him. This simply means he is not yet ready for this truth to be given unto him. Concern yourselves with those who would seek the truth, and make it available to them in any way that you can. There are many people upon your planet at this time who are attempting to cloud the memory of this truth. They are not aware of what they are doing. This is not their fault, but it is unfortunately the condition. It is not a simple task that we have outlined, and I am afraid it will require a great deal of effort. We have not been as successful as we had hoped to be when we initiated this project some years ago. The people of your planet do not actually wish to be awakened for the most part. Those who are sleeping very, very lightly are all too few. However, you will know them as you find them, and you will recognize their lightness of slumber by their activities. For they will not be as enmeshed in the insanity, if we can call it that is so prevalent on your world today. 180, Chapter 7, The Original Creation, February 3, 1974. We of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the Infinite Creator are always available to you for information and guidance. It is of great privilege to be of service in attempting to give you our viewpoints. We hope that these viewpoints will be of benefit in your understanding of the truth that is in you. It is possible for you, like us, to find these answers directly, for they are within you as they are within everyone. However, We realize that conditions on your planet sometimes make it difficult to accomplish this understanding of truth that is abundant for all of us readily. For this reason, we endeavor to use instruments such as this one to help in guiding you so that you may, using the information that we present, find similar truths within your own consciousness, for these truths are the ones that are of great value. We only hope to remind you that you have these within you. We only hope to help guide you to a remembrance of what you seek.